Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Crate Racing USA winner Joseph Brown. Then we'll speak with Ultimate Super Late Model Series Hall of Famer Tommy Tedder. And we'll have a conversation with Lucas Oil Series winner Max Blair. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start North Carolina at Friendship. Biscuit Williams wins that one, while Carson Lofton gets the same at Caraway. Harris to Rod Tucker and Deanna Stancil, the checkers at Carteret. Travelers Rest South Carolina to Corey Skipper. The little head knocker, Trent Ivy, wins Lawrence. Langley in Virginia to Gerald Harris. Keith Helton and Chase Dixon, both winners at Lonesome Pine. Newport, Tennessee, Nick Williams and Cody D. Marmel's victorious. Sean Seiss wins at Bulls Gap. Kingsport to Ashton Higgins. Josh Collins gets it done at Tazewell. And Big South Fourth goes to Cameron Marler. East Alabama to Richie Stevens. Danville to Mario Gresham. Showtime in Florida. How about a school bus figure eight? Travis Nichols got that trophy. Ty Norder wins Princeton, West Virginia. Sugar Creek in Georgia to Charles Devine. And Chad Puckett victorious at Winder Barrow. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, two race winner, both of them at Cochran Motor Speedway in the Crate Racing USA Series last weekend from Pine Mountain, Georgia, which is just southwest of Atlanta, Joseph Brown. Hey, Joseph, welcome to the show. Winning day one always to me seems like the night has got to be a bit different. Are you one of those guys that wants to go over every nut and bolt? Do you want to go throw a party? Are you sleepless? Do you rest easier because you got it done on day one? What is that overnight between two races like if you win the first one?
Oh, I just feel like you put your head down and keep going. You've done your job the first day. You got to do it the second day. So I'm funny about the nut and bolting thing. Like, we qualify up front somewhere, I'll tell them, like, hey, let's check the bolts on this thing. Let's not let ourselves beat ourselves right here. It's easy to do in racing. You over, you're thinking about so much, and you can think about things and keep thinking about them and just check over everything every day. And it's easier too when you run good the first night. For some reason, it makes the second night better, just because you're not hunting. You're somewhat in the ballpark already.
And we're chatting with Joseph Brown, Crate Racing USA winner on both Friday and Saturday at Cochran Motor Speedway last weekend. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. You go into the second day, do you kind of get a vibe that's different? Are the fans just, you know, clamoring at you, but the drivers like, oh, big target on your back because you did it yesterday? Is there a difference on how the officials treat you because, you know, you won that first one? How are things different in the way you're treated as you go out to the second day of a big event?
Oh, I mean, you feel like you got a target on your back because they feel, I mean, at the end of the day, if you was kind of somewhat like, we won hot laps, we won qualifying, we won the race, like, we won everything we went out to do. And I mean, I feel like you got a target on your back no matter what the next day. So I feel like when you win the first night like that, and the next night, you know, all the pressure's on you to do good again.
Well, Joseph Brown got it done again. Second night of the two night, wins the first one, and then comes back and closes the deal at Cochran Motor Speedway in Crate Racing USA. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So which of the two races actually was a little bit more challenging, and what part of it was the one that, you know, kind of made you proudest over the weekend that you were able to, you know, pull it together?
That second day, I kind of got lost there in traffic, and I got lost, and the Diesel Jones actually got by me in traffic, but the caution come out, and luckily the caution come out, and I got my spot back and got back in clean air. I got lost on the racetrack, didn't know where I needed to be, and we got back to going there after the caution, and I felt pretty good. So I don't know what not making good decisions leading the race sometimes, but it all worked out.
Well, and Georgia is a hands-free state, so you can't be looking at your GPS in traffic, even though it's just a circle at Cochran Motor Speedway, and he didn't have GPS in his car. But Joseph Brown didn't need it. He needed that experience inside the helmet, figure his way out, and find his way around the Diesel Jones and his race machine to take the victory number 2 on the weekend at the Crate Racing USA. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. I understand that you had the sweet sound of ProFabrication headers on your machine. How do they sound from inside the cockpit, and what's it like to have that roar underneath?
I've had ProFab stuff probably the last 3 or 4 years. There ain't no better stuff on the market than me as far as headers. I run the gaskets too, so they've been good to me, everybody at ProFab, so I appreciate them too as far as helping me get the right parts. That's what it takes to win nowadays.
Well, it takes a lot to win, and Joseph Brown came with a truckload of it, taking home both Friday and Saturday at Cochran Motor Speedway, Crate Racing USA. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. I understand in victory lane, typically we see the wife, the husband, but the pretty little gal there in victory lane, she sure seemed proud of her daddy. What's her name, and what's it like being a girl dad, winning races?
Yeah, I got a little girl named Laramie. She's 3 now. She's been going to the races with us since she was probably 2 months old. Me and my wife have been together. I met my wife at the racetrack too. She was the trophy girl when I won years ago. And I, just been very fortunate with my family as far as supporting my racing. And, my little girl loves it, I think, more than me and my wife do. So we got our hands full coming forward.
Wow. There's going to be another Brown coming someday soon. Hang on. It may be a juice box or mini cars or something, but, Joseph Brown's going to have another car in the garage to work on, along with his Crate Racing USA late model that he won both races with last weekend at Cochran Motor Speedway. And you really seem like you've got a handle on the points right now. I know a long rest of the summer, but folks need to know where they can follow you on social media to keep up with you as you chase this championship.
Yeah, you can check us out on Facebook at Joseph Brown Racing. My wife handles all the t-shirt stuff. We got some t-shirts that have my little girl on the back that says cash and daddy's check. So we're very fortunate. My wife is such a big part of my racing too.
Joseph Brown, Crate Racing USA winner, both Friday and Saturday at Cochran Motor Speedway. Check his social media out. Give him a follow. Joseph, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper, rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with ZMAX.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
I'm Andrew Curlin, along with David Stiles, here to give you the latest NASCAR news and opinions each weekday on PRN's Garage Pass. You'll hear everything from race recaps to feature stories, industry news, and chatter from around the garage.
I just think it's interesting to see kind of what your heart rate does in moments of calm or, you know, when things start to ramp up and how quickly it can kind of recover from that.
With Garage Pass, you won't miss a moment from green to checkered flag.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend this August as we host New England's only NASCAR Cup Series weekend. Live performances, driver appearances. Don't forget to keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR Cup weekend, August 21st through the 23rd, right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, New England's big track, where it's always about family, friends, and fun.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, part of the inaugural six to be inducted into the Ultimate Super Late Model Series Hall of Fame, Tommy Tedder. What a very, very deserving honor for you to be in this class with Kelly Carlton, Stan Lester, Zach Mitchell, Casey Roberts, Dennis Rambo Franklin. And I know it was not that long ago that they made the call and posted this on socials, but you know, with a little bit of reflection, how does this feel to be in this Hall of Fame with those other five greats?
The other five are great, and Tommy's just a fan, Lanny. I'm humbled, I'm honored, and just can't believe it.
Well, you gave a lot of fans a lot of thrills when you were calling those drivers and talking about Stan and Kelly and doing all those things from behind the microphone. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Ultimate Super Late Model Series inaugural Hall of Fame member Tommy Tedder joining us there. And, you know, those races for the Ultimates, always a showcase of great talent and things like that. And sometimes they get wild. Sometimes it would be different, this, that, and the other. When you think about your days with the Ultimate Super Late Model Series, what race kind of crystallizes quickly in your mind?
I remember the first year, I believe it was the very last race at Cherokee Speedway. We had a three-way battle for the championship. Casey Roberts, Chris Ferguson, and Rookie of the Year Chip Brindle, all separated by 2 points. Davenport got into McDowell and caught, and Ferguson got in the mess. He got into the pits. There looked like there was 30 people on the car working. They got him back out. He was still fast and got up behind Casey Roberts. He was 2 points ahead at the start. He was right behind Casey, and that was all he needed to win the show. But it was drama filled. That was the one where Davenport just had his head down in victory lane because he had got into Dale McDowell right there in turn one, and he did not feel good about it. That's, you don't see many winners so dejected, and he was not happy with himself that night.
We're chatting with Tommy Tedder from the inaugural Hall of Fame of the Ultimate Super Late Model Series. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at ProFabrication.com. Race trips all over the Southeast. You guys got to go in the Ultimate Series, and race trips could be so special. Places, things that, you know, all the traveling group gets to do away from the track. Do you recall like one place, one trip, one thing that was just really special about those days off the track with the Ultimates?
Just the group of guys we had together was all, I mean, we could have done one of those documentaries on Netflix just about our rides to the track and back. One special night, we were coming home from Ripley, West Virginia, and we had missed an exit for a fuel stop. So the driver pulled off at the next exit, and we didn't see fuel. And we were riding around. The lights are on, blinking at us, everything, and we couldn't find a fuel stop for anything for the truck. So he stops and cut the truck off. We're like, don't cut it off. Luckily, we had enough to refire, and we went about another 500 yards, and we found a fuel stop. So we were able to gas up. But that was, the amount of grief we gave the driver, CJ Mason, not to name him, that night was something. But just all the rides, I mean, just cutting up right and left. Like I say, we could have made some mockumentaries or whatever you call them about our travels, because they were fun.
Oh, the fun. And when you all got to those racetracks, we got the fun and the excitement of watching the Ultimate Super Late Model Series. And we're chatting with the voice of that series in those days, Tommy Tedder. He is a part of the inaugural Hall of Fame class for the Ultimate Super Late Model Series. Tommy, Kelly Carlton, Stan Lester, Zach Mitchell, Casey Roberts, Dennis Rambo Franklin, half a dozen of just iconic names from the Ultimate Super Late Model Series. And I'll, you know, scratch your brain a little bit in a rapid fire fashion. Let's start out
with maybe one or two sentences about each of these, folks. Dennis Rambo Franklin, when I say that, what comes to mind from your time with him at the Ultimates?
The mayor of the pits, everybody hung around because he made everybody laugh. There was always a crowd around his pit.
Dennis Franklin. How about Casey Roberts? He was a heck of a wheelman and still is. What are your ultimate super memories of Casey?
Just the nicest guy in the pits. Always a class act. Just he was the nicest guy in the pits. Every single week he was there. And like you said, one heck of a driver.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would deny any of those points on Casey Roberts. Kid Quick, Zach Mitchell. What are your ultimate memories from him?
Lots. They were one of the first teams that actually let me hang out in the pits. They taught me a lot about the car, learning Zach, learning about driving style, what they needed to do to the car to get it better for the show and things like that.
What they did to help you helped us, because you were always great to know so much on the microphone. Zach Mitchell there. How about Stan Lester?
He's the big boss. He's the one that got me in this. So I'm appreciative of him. He did a lot for us.
He sure did. Stan Lester on top there of the Ultimates, and the guy that was the at-track face for so many years, Kelly Carlton, your pal, our pal.
He is one of the best people I know. Kelly taught me so much about racing and the racing business, and understanding that a decision has to be fair to everybody, not just one or two. And you based all your calls, all your decisions off of that, and just a heck of a good guy. Just really knows his stuff and cares about the show.
Congratulations on the Hall of Fame for the Ultimate Super Late Model Series. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
This July, it's more than a race. It's a full-on, wide-open NASCAR weekend. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart, takes over Echo Park Speedway July 11th and 12th. Engines roaring, lights blazing, it's high-speed action on the track, and tailgates that turn into stories, all under the lights. Bring your crew, make memories. It's a summer night you won't forget. The Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Get tickets now at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category. I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline,
Lucas Oil Series winner at Muskingum Speedway at Ohio, Max Blair. And I got to imagine it's still pretty darn fresh to hear that. Got to be a pretty sweet sound. How's it feeling a few days after the fact, you know, around the shop and all?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome for sure. We've had a long couple of days here. We come home to freshen up one of the race cars we're taking out west. So we've been pretty wide open, but it's been fun stuff. So it's been pretty neat.
Well, it's darn well earned. Max Blair on the profabrication.com hotline started 15th against, I mean, just some of the best there is. Devin Moran, Hudson O'Neill, they finished second and third behind him. Clay Harris, Ricky Thornton Jr., Logan Zarin, Brandon Shepard, Josh Reich, Brian Shirley, all those guys. You had to get around at some point during the event to get this checkers. How do you even start, though, with a 50-lap race and you're coming off the green at 15th? What do you do to put your mind in the right spot there to hope that you can even see the podium?
We've been pretty used to starting in the back this year, so it's kind of a normal thing. But we got the fourth there, and I was pretty happy with that. I thought that was, 15th to fourth, that's a pretty good run. And then we started running them down, and I didn't know how many laps were left for sure, so I just kind of got up on the wheel and tried as hard as I could, and we got there with two laps to the good, I guess.
Well, he definitely did, and he got all the fruits of the labor and got the $25,000 victor's purse. Max Blair, Lucas Oil Series winner at Muskingum Speedway, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, made it all the way up, as he said, to the top four, and then some cautions around lap 47 or so, and you had Moran and O'Neill to still work your way around. For us that watch and we look out and we see, drivers juking around a little bit there before they actually go to the green, and then, we see you guys and it's just chaotic from outside looking in. But what are some of the defensive moves those two young drivers probably were trying to throw at you and anybody else who would try to get them, that maybe we need a little education to see better? What are you seeing inside the car that they're doing to try to defend those spots that they cherish too?
Well, we took the lead under green. The yellow didn't come out until after I was already in the lead. So it was green to checkered all the way, or green till the yellow didn't come out until after we were leading on lap 48 or whatever it was. But they were racing pretty hard for the win there in front of me, which probably actually helped me out, because it was, they were all three racing each other hard enough. It was slowing them down a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. They get to working on themselves and you get a front row seat of it. You can kind of pick and choose, and he chose right on. Lucas Oil Series winner at Muskingum Speedway, Max Blair on the profabrication.com hotline. The hotline's brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Passing cars seems to be at a premium in dirt super late model racing. The silhouette of air so big and so challenging and such. This season, though, you've passed more cars than just about anybody else. What are you seeing the air like Dale Earnhardt used to say he could do? What helps you pass these cars in these tough conditions? Without giving away secrets, but help us understand what the how you and the car work together to get around them with that air being so dirty, as everybody says.
Yeah, I don't really know if I have an answer for that. I wish we weren't starting that far back. We need to qualify better and start farther toward the front. We probably would run a little better sometimes, but we're working on it. I think we got a pretty good feature time package right now. We just need to get better early on. So we're putting our heads down and we're trying to get better at it, though.
Are there some cars that, they're handmade, even though, they come from Longhorn or Rocket or wherever, the chassis, but the bodies and such, are there silhouettes of air that are more challenging on one guy than another? And do you almost have to catalog, I'm coming up on this guy, he's going to be, the air is going to give this to my car different than another one? Is that some of it? Almost like different 18-wheelers for us on the highway, might feel an air bubble different out there. Is that also the case on the racetrack?
I mean, I don't think air as much as just, the 15 of us run Lucas, or 17 or whatever there is, we race together every week. You kind of know everybody's tendencies and what you think they're going to do. So, you kind of anticipate what they're going to do as a driver, I would say, more than anything to do with air.
Well, and now they can anticipate a real challenge from Max Blair and a closed deal to get to victory lane, as he won the Lucas Oil Series race at Muskingum. Top five in points, headed on out for the driver, you get all the phone calls and the interviews and such. But from a crew perspective, your dad, Vinny Giuliani, I know he helps the team and such. How much of a statement race is this for those guys to hold their head up when you get to the next Lucas Oil race and just to feel the weight of the victory now off of them as well?
Yeah, I mean, I hope that's how they feel anyway, right? We work really hard, and our team's a lot smaller than some of the other teams out here, so sometimes we got to work hard to be able to compete, and I feel like we all do a good job of that, and everybody does their part, so hopefully maybe we can keep a little momentum rolling. You know, we're going to some racetrack I've struggled at in the past here, so hopefully maybe we can turn that around and have a decent little trip here.
Heading out west to 34 Raceway in Iowa, Lucas Oil Raceway down in Wheatland, Missouri. A couple of the stops for the Lucas Oil Series coming up, and we're chatting with the recent winner at Muskingum Speedway in the Lucas Oil Series, Max Blair, on the profabrication.com hotline. How about the driver? Feeling that momentum yourself as you go? We're going to skip a little lighter as you get to these West Racing events?
It feels good, don't get me wrong, but one of my good friends and somebody I take a lot of advice from has told me multiple times in this racing deal, like, you can't let your highs get too high and your lows get too low. You got to stay right down the middle. So that's kind of what we're doing. And just we got home, washed all day Sunday in the rain, and worked all day yesterday, and finishing up now, getting ready to leave. So it's just kind of been a normal work week with a few more congratulation texts, I guess, which is super cool, don't get me wrong.
Humble, but certainly well-earned and well-deserved by the entire crew and their driver, Max Blair, the Lucas Oil Series winner at Muskingum Speedway. Thanks for taking the time to join us in the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Packett.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Laney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low.
Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Of course, there was all kinds of fireworks last weekend, but expect more at the racetracks this weekend. Get out and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.